Hi, this is Bob, and today I have an interview with Pitch Black Mentality. Pitch Black Mentality is from Norway. They have released World Final Wake. This melodic thrash band comes at you all guns blazing, and being mixed by Ricardo Borges at Fascination Street is icing on the cake. This one has great sound, and here is my interview with Pitch Black Mentality.
Friend.
Hello, this is Frank.
How you doing, Frank?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Doing great. I wanted to thank you for taking time to speak with me today.
Yeah, thank you for speaking with me. This is so cool that we can talk together. So, yeah, sure.
I wanted to ask if you could speak on the recording process for World Final Wake.
Yeah. The recording process, okay. How it was recorded and stuff like...
Yes, it recorded at home? Do you go to a studio or?
Yeah, we started recording it in our own home studios. We have we are four guys. We all have home studios, and they're pretty, up to date and pretty high standard. So we did the guitars at my friend Jarle. He's the lead guitarist. So he did. We did all the guitars there, and he works at a guitar shop. So we had all kinds of guitars, and we had all kinds of amplifiers, everything that we needed. So, and the drums were made, they were recorded at Bjarte, that's the drummer's studio. He has a built studio in his garage, I believe. And the vocals and the bass lines were done in Tore's home studio. So, that's how we did it, actually.
That's great.
So, yeah.
I also want to ask you if you could speak on the song Two Parasites.
True Parasites, yeah. As for the lyrics or?
Yes, the lyrics and how the composition came about. It's one of my favorite tracks on the album.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites as well. That song was, I did struggle a lot with making the riff, the main riff that goes behind the verses. I remember that was a tricky part, but... I had this opening riff that I felt was kind of cool, so that's how I started up with that song. The lyrics is, it's about us as being, kind of parasites in this world, as we, the way we treat this world and how we, that's how I mean, it's not like we are parasites, it's more like, look, we act like parasites. We need to wake up. We need to do things differently. So I want to provoke people with that lyric. So, yeah, and the middle part is also a part that I've had it in my mind for years, and I was so glad when I could incorporate it into this particular song because it breaks up really nice in my mind. Mm. And, it's just bits and parts that has been laying around for years, and I managed to, put them all together, and eventually it came up pretty solid, actually. So, yeah.
Yes, very much so. Another one of my favorites is Fear the Rising Sun. I wanted to know if you could speak on that one as well.
Yeah. The riff or the main part with the classic guitar, it's actually something I've heard it before, and I actually think it's like Morbid Angel that put me onto that stuff. They have this instrumental song that goes... kind of like this, that intro. So that stuck with me for years. And all of a sudden I started playing it and I started fiddling with it on my own. And I figure out, no, I can actually make a song out of this. And it's not going to sound like Morbid Angel, that's for sure. And also I wanted to make a ballad. I've never made a ballad before. And I feel like that is the hardest thing I've ever done because I always make, like trash tunes and stuff. So now I'm going to make a ballad. So this is going to be a ballad. And I struggled for, 2 years or so to make that song right. And I'm not 100% happy with it, but it turned out okay. Especially the outro, I think is super cool. Mm-hmm. And also, I like the lyrics. I mean, Fear the Rising Sun is about fear the future. So it's a cool kind of perspective there. So, yeah.
Would you say that was the most challenging track for you?
Yeah, because I'm not used to write songs like that. I mean, it's so simple. It's like a one riff basically, and you have to make a song interesting about that theme all the way through. And yeah, I think it's actually, I think it was, because it's so simple, it's so clean, it's so neat, and I'm not used to doing that. So yeah.
I could speak on the album artwork and the artist that was involved.
Yeah. The artwork is done by a guy called Georgi. He's from Bulgaria. His company is called Moonring Art. No, Moonring Design. Sorry, Moonring Design. Moonringdesign.com. You can check out his work there. He's got a lot of covers. You could buy those or you could talk to him and he will make whatever you need. And he is extremely talented. So, and he does it for a cheap dollar too. I mean, he's just super effective. He's super talented and he works quick. So I used him for this album, and I also used him for my first album called The Pitch Black Reality. So yeah, I'm super happy with his artwork.
And I wanted to ask about The Pitch Black Reality.
Yeah,
I wanted to know, what were the circumstances that led to the gap between the two albums?
Oh, well, first of all, the songs that I wrote for this album was done like 7 years ago. So I could have made this album earlier, but the reason why is it's many things. It's a part with my father who died, making me, you know, kind of not into playing music and stuff for a while. And it's also the pandemic with the recording. And also the fact that it cost a lot of money for me to make this album, because this is a band, but still it's more a project really. So, and it's my project, so all the money is coming out of my end. So I have to, you know, I just have to save money to put it out. So that's actually why. So this album could be out many, many years ago, but you know, I'm never going to make any money on it. So at least that's what I think. So that's why.
Well, I'm really glad it's seen the light of day, because this album is a great one, my friend.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's so good to hear. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, what can fans look for next from the band? Will there be a video or a single release or anything of that nature?
Right now, we are working with a new video. We're going to make a video for the Eternal Night song. Also, we're going to make a lyrical video for the Dahaka. We are also going to print up some CDs so that we can offer the album on physical form. That's going to happen, I guess, before Christmas, perhaps right after. And also, we're working with a lot of promo agency all over the world, actually. So it's all about getting us out there and, you know, say, hello, here we are. And we're going to take it from there. So it's not going to be any gigs or anything like that anytime soon. We have to, you know, promote ourselves. We have to be to show the world that we are actually a band and that we exist. So that's going to come later, eventually, hopefully. We'll see. Yeah.
And one question. What is your favorite Metallica album?
I would have to say it's not just one. I would have to, I mean, it's impossible to, I mean, Ride of Lightning, Master of Puppets. If I had to choose one of them, I would go with Ride of Lightning. But it's impossible. I mean, it's a horrible question. Look, I hate that question.
Well, I had to ask you, because when I looked at your background, I had to ask.
Yeah, we've done a lot of Metallica tribute with the same guy, so we know Metallica a lot. So we've been playing that for a while, but yeah, I think Ride of Lightning. I think just because of the songs. I mean, the sound on the album is not my favorite, but the songs are so super, super cool. I really love them.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think Cliff was just amazing.
Oh, yeah, he was. I mean, I think it was the creative driving force of that band from the start, from After Kill 'Em All and Ride Lightning, and definitely Master of Puppets was his effort, definitely. And also our bass player, Ture, he's like Cliff Burton, that's his hero, man. And he was talking about him all the time when he did the bass line. So like, I want to sound like Cliff Burton, you know. So yeah.
I wanted to ask you how personally, when did your musical journey begin? How old was you when you started to learn?
I was kind of slow there. I mean, I started when I was 13 years old. I picked up a guitar, started playing. I think I was 15 years old when I really started to play. We just started a band. None of us could really play, but we just started. And we learned pretty quick. We started, you know, playing Metallica tunes and whatever. So, yeah, I would say 15 years old. And when I was like, 22, something like that, we started the Metallica tribute band. And we went playing all over Norway. We went to Sweden and all that stuff. So that's when I started thinking the guys that I played with, that's on this album. I thought that, Jesus, we should really start a band together because we sound good. We're tight. It sounds really good. We should really do something on our own. So it kind of, and that led to this band. And I think that process started in 2008, I think.
And what would be the best way to get merchandise and the physical that comes out?
Well, in the US, I would say the CD Baby. I think CD Baby will be the one for us to use. Merch, you can buy that already, but it's on a Norwegian website. It's called t-shirt.no.
Okay.
So you can go in there and you can search for Pitch Black Mentality, and you will find t-shirts, you will find hoodies, caps, and cups or mugs, whatever. And so, yeah, you can order from there. I believe it's going to be quite expensive, though, because you're getting it from, you know, across the Atlantic. But that's the way you get that's the way you get the merch today. So,
yeah, and the best way to do that is, like, I like to get together with a few other guys, and we all place the order together. It's that way we save.
Yeah, that's smart. Yes, that's super smart. Yeah.
And lastly, I want to ask you, if you could give any message to your fans, what message be?
First of all, thank you for listening to Pitch Black Mentality. I hope that you love our music. I hope that you share our music. That's the most important thing. Share our music with everybody that you think will love our music. That's the most important thing. And always stay metal, stay safe. And that's my message to you guys. Love you.
Well, I wanted to thank you for taking time to speak with me. One, and two, thank you for such an amazing album. I mean, I can't keep it out. So,
yeah. Thank you so much.
And I hope you have a great rest of your day, my friend. What time is it there?
It's 4 in the afternoon. And you are 10 in the morning, right?
Yeah.
It's not so bad. It's not so bad.
Well, enjoy the rest of the day, my friend. I look forward to any time I have any new news.
Yeah, I will do that for sure. Thank you for speaking with me. That was so cool.
All right. Cheers, my friend.
Cheers. All right. See ya.
I'd like to thank you for listening to today's podcast. You can sponsor a podcast. Just click that button and you can be a member of the family. And remember, come see me for a fix.